Grace be unto you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit. Amen. In this 13th chapter of Matthew, Jesus is explaining the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. In plain words, he's explaining how God deals with his people in grace. Now, our text is actually one of a series of parables. It begins on a very familiar note, but there's something very unique about this particular parable. Some fishermen cast their nets into the sea, and as they do so, they gather into their nets many different types of fish, some edible and some not, some large and some too small. And then coming to the point of the parable, Jesus says, this resembles to some extent what happens in the kingdom of God. He's telling his disciples when they carry out their task as fishers of men, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, they should expect to gather into the kingdom many different kinds of people with many different kinds of weaknesses. The church, Jesus is telling us, the church is not perfect. In fact, in the church, we are all imperfect. We are all sinners. And then Jesus asks this question that might seem rather strange. Do you understand this? Do you understand these things? I get from this the message that this is something the church must never forget. This is the reason that Jesus began his public ministry preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This was the heart and the center of Jesus' preaching throughout his entire ministry. And still, after all of this preaching with regard to the kingdom of heaven, both Jesus' friends and his foes seem to have misunderstood the nature of the kingdom. They fail to understand how God deals in grace with his people. Now, I'm sure you'll remember how amazed Jesus was over the conversation that he had with Nicodemus. After listening patiently to the many questions that Nicodemus, this learned man, had with regard to how one enters the kingdom of heaven, Jesus then asked Nicodemus, are you a scholar? Are you a theologian? Are you a teacher of Israel and don't understand how one enters the kingdom of God through repentance and rebirth by the water and the Spirit? It's amazing. And then also, you remember Peter. At Caesarea Philippi, Peter made that marvelous confession of faith, Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. But only a short time thereafter, he wanted to prevent Jesus from going the way of the cross. He thought it was unnecessary. He didn't understand that this was central. He didn't understand how God deals with his people. I think the obvious question that comes to mind today is, how well do people today understand the mysteries of the kingdom? And we're told that many serious-minded people, when they look about and talk about spiritual things, they're not bothered with the question that disturbed Luther. What must we do to be saved? But they're more apt to ask questions like this: how can God remain so quiet and seemingly unconcerned when the morals of the country are deteriorating so rapidly? They're asking, why has the church lost influence with the world over the course of the last few decades? Why is there so little commitment on the part of Christian people? Why does the church often seem to be its own worst enemy? Now, don't misunderstand me. These are legitimate questions for all of us. We need to analyze what's wrong with the world, what's wrong with ourselves. We need to understand the temptations of life, the temptations of the world, the lusts and sinful pride of the flesh. We need self-examination. But at the same time, these questions also indicate, perhaps, that even the people of God today do not always and fully understand the mysteries of the kingdom. They know how to analyze, but they don't always think of how to apply the cure. Now, as Christians, we must understand, says Jesus, that we're at that point in history when we're casting out the net. We're gathering sinners into the church. People like you and me. Simul justus et peccator. We must also understand that the net of the kingdom may at times even gather in people who don't belong there. They're unbelievers, since we can't look into the heart of those that believe. We must understand, says Jesus, the church is not yet perfect. The church is not yet the spotless bride of the Lamb. Someday it will be. But the kingdom has been founded, but it is not yet consummated. The church is still a hospital for sinners, and not a refuge for saints. It's not the New Jerusalem yet. The day will come when it will be, and may God speed that day, but the time has not yet arrived. Jesus says, do you understand that? Of course, many people today are perplexed when they see in the world the flagrant disregard for God's commandments, and they ask, why doesn't God do something about it? Why doesn't he call it to a halt? Call to a halt these outbursts of the worst kinds of sin that there are, as he did at the time of Noah, as he did at the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah, why doesn't God call a halt to this? Perhaps that same Peter that confessed, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, has given us the best answer. In one of his epistles, he says, it's not because God doesn't care. It's not because God will not punish. The reason God appears to be delaying his coming and is separating the good from the bad is because in his grace, he is giving the world more time. What then should the church do at a time like this, when there's such flagrant disregard and abuse of God's commandments? I guess we've got to start from this point of view. If this is a time of grace, and Jesus says it is, then this is not the time for people, the people of God, to wring their hands in despair. plead helplessness. In our parable, Jesus also tells us this is not the time to divide the world into good and bad and then abandon the bad. This is the time to cast out the nets. This is the time to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom, the mystery of the kingdom of God. And that's precisely what Jesus says in verse 52, when he says, "Everyone who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a head of the household who brings forth out of the treasure things old and new." If we understand the mysteries of the kingdom, we will know that we have been blessed by God with treasures in his word. We have been blessed by him in so many different ways. If we understand the message of the kingdom, we know that this is a time of grace. This is a time when people are to cast out the nets, to gather in. This is a time to say to even the worst of sinners, examine your life, see the direction that you're going, and repent. But then to add the promise, why should you repent? The kingdom of heaven is near. In other words, I think what Jesus is saying to us is this, that this is the time not only to analyze what is wrong with the world, it's also the time to provide God's own cure. It's the time, as Walther would say, to preach law and gospel. And that's the commission that we have. Now, may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.